I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority.
Thank you. I wonder if people were to ask, what do you think about the Christian faith? Quite a number of people would say, oh, they're quite nice people, most of them, but sometimes they're pretty narrow, and somehow they're missing out. Well, let's stop and think. We're talking about the fullness of God made known in Jesus. That's not narrow. Because the God we're dealing with was there 5 seconds before the Big Bang. We're looking further back. That's not narrow. We're looking further forward. What happens after our time in this world is over? That's not narrow. We're looking further afield. God so loved the world. It's a global message. It's not just our narrow parochial interest. And we're looking deeper to see what some of the deeper problems in people are, that we're not superficial just looking at the surface, but trying to understand people as Jesus understood people. And therefore, when we come to look at the Christian faith, far from it being narrow, this message of the fullness of God filling us removes us from being narrow or petty, but into a new dimension, the dimension of God, his eternity, his love, his strength, and that he's there for us. So let's think about that. We read in verse 9, the fullness of God dwells in bodily form in Jesus. In other words, nothing additional is needed. God has taken the initiative. I'm special because God has loved me. Not because we've done something, but God has loved me. We're not just a number. God has taken the initiative. That's why it's good news, not just good views. And as we move on from that, the fullness of Jesus dwells in us. Without Jesus, we're incomplete. With Jesus, we're complete. And we touched on this last Sunday. in three different ways, complete mentally, morally, and spiritually. So let's look at these. Mentally, not in the sense of us knowing all the answers, but knowing God, being known in Jesus, who is the answer, through whom we have a perspective and an understanding of what life is all about. Morally, not in the sense that we've got a triple-decker halo, but recognizing the final authority is God. Accepting that as this is what life's all about, because alongside the final authority of God is the energizing of the Holy Spirit to enable us to be the kind of people God wants us to be, and we would really like to be, but we're in our human strength. And that's why we started with an old psalm that speaks about God being our strength for living. This is our regular charging. The batteries of the system that we're working on have to be recharged every week. And so we need to have our batteries spiritually recharged. And spiritually complete, not in the sense of being big-headed, but in humble yet thrilling contact with God. This completeness. And that is the message that reached the people in Colossae. That's the message that's there for us today. Our completeness is only realized in Jesus. There is more to life than this. It's made known in Him. And lots of things will fluctuate, but our worth will not, because we're valuable to God. So what happened when they got this message in Colossae? In response to the given message, we read in verse 6 that they received Jesus. In verse 7, that they resolved to continue in Him. And they realized the fullness of life in Jesus that gave Him the power for living. We talk about the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. Well, these are the three R's. They received, they resolved, and they realized. I wonder, have we received Jesus? I wonder, have we resolved to continue in Him? And I wonder, have we realized that this fullness of life involves the power and strength to enable us to be the kind of people God would want us to be, and in our heart of hearts, we would always want us to be. I wonder. The psalm started as the deer pants for the living, for the water. There were two kinds of water, and we'll be thinking about that in our next hymn in due course. There were two kinds of water. There was a stagnant pool that was unhealthy, and there was the living streams of water that was healthy and refreshing. One was stagnant, stale, and the other was vibrant, living, life-giving. And you see, it's important that if we have received Jesus, that we resolve to continue in Him, and we realize the fullness of life in Him, so that we draw from the living water that Jesus claimed to be, from the refreshing, rather than becoming spiritually stagnant. So I wonder, if we became Christians some years ago, is there a danger that we're becoming stale? I wonder. Perhaps a moment just to think about that. If we receive Jesus, are we continuing in Him? And are we receiving this fullness of life that He offers to us with His power and His peace and the assurance that we are permanently valuable to Him, and we're knowing deep in our hearts that we are His special friend? How important that is for someone who feels isolated away from home, someone who feels isolated because they're not able to get out so much, someone who feels let down because things have gone wrong in their family or at work or with their friends. We're God's special friend. Okay, that's for us individually. But what happens in a congregation? Well, we have three pictures of the congregation in Colossae. There are three different illustrations. First of all, the army. Secondly, an architectural one. And lastly, an agricultural one. But these are the wrong way around in the slides. So let's look at them. First of all, the army. The word used is a very technical word. The note of the in verse 5, I am present with you in spirit and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. Now, the Roman army, they had a phalanx, and in the phalanx, if they were under attack, the first row would kneel down with their spears, the second row would stand behind them with their spears, and they would effectively be protecting one another. They were looking out for one another, and their dependence, their back was covered by others in the phalanx. And that's the word that's used for the Colossian church. Looking out for one another, dependent on one another, supporting one another. I wonder, is that a description? It was of the church in Colossae. I wonder, is that the description of the church in Scotland today? I wonder, is that the description of the vision that we have for the congregation here in Dundee Law Steeple? I wonder. This note of supporting and encouraging one another, because we're Christ's army, we're Christ's people. The emphasis is on being available for Jesus. And then the second illustration is the note of the firmness of the army. The second illustration is being rooted. We've had our harvest Thanksgiving the other Sunday, and the importance of planting. It may take some time before the results, but it's an agricultural word that is used here, the agricultural word, being rooted. One of the problems when there are high winds is that sometimes trees can be uprooted. We are rooted firmly in Christ. I wonder to what extent we're really rooted deep down, and we're getting the strength. My wife has got some plants, and sometimes she feels that they need some physical nourishment put in so that they grow. I wonder, do we need to ensure that we're having additional nourishment to ensure that we're growing? We're growing to feed us from the roots. Rooted in Christ. How important that is, because in Christ we get the nutrition that we need for our spiritual life. If people don't get the right vitamins physically, the doctor will say perhaps you need supplements of vitamin A, B, C, or D, or whatever it might happen to be. I wonder, are we getting the nutrition that we need? Because sometimes people feel weak and exhausted. And sometimes if people are unwell, they say, oh, the person's suffering from physical malnutrition. I wonder, do we sometimes suffer from spiritual malnutrition? They were rooted. So they were firm, they were rooted. And the third illustration that is used, they were rooted and built up in him. Now the word here is a word that was used in architecture, building up on the basis of a plan. That's the clear note there. And if you start to put up a building, what do we need first? We need to have a plan, and we need to have foundations that are secure. And at several points in the New Testament, this is emphasized, that we're built on a secure foundation. Jesus Christ being the foundation stone from which everything else is built. So if we're seeking to build a congregation, to build a church, there must be a basis, the note of truth. It's not something that we decide on what we happen to like. You know the old song, don't worry, I'm not going to sing it, "Sometimes I don't feel much like praying." And that may be true. We sometimes yo-yo a bit. But, goes on, "Sometimes I don't feel much like praying, but he speaks words of love just the same." There is a security, there is a base that is firm, that is not dependent on our feelings, but is dependent on the facts of God. That's why we sang that old children's chorus, "I'm special, not because I feel that way. I'm special because God has loved me." Focus on God and focus on a fact. "For he gave the best thing that he had to save me, his own son, Jesus Christ." Our faith is based on something that happened in the evidence of history. And we cannot, by any kind of spiritual woke approach, alter a given message. It is because it's a given message, this is a secure message, that it is good news in the midst of all the bad news. So therefore, this poses to us the question, there are things that we cannot see, but that doesn't mean they're not real. So we cannot see God, just as we cannot see the air we breathe. But if I say, right, stop breathing for a minute, some people will be beginning to struggle after 45 seconds. And they'll be beginning to struggle even more at a minute and a half. You see, we need the air to breathe, although we cannot see it. And we cannot see God. But we believe he is here. And we believe that he has made us for himself. Our hearts are restless till they find the rest in him. And we need to allow him, through his Spirit, to fill our lives and to make the Scripture come alive, to make it vibrant for us so that it is our strength for living. And so we have the individual questions and we have the congregational questions. The individual ones, is our faith vibrant or is it getting stale? The people in Colossae, they received Jesus. They resolved to continue in him, and they realized the fullness of life in him. Is that true of us individually? And the picture of the congregation, there was a firmness of mutual support. They were rooted in and growing, and they were built up according to God's plan, based on the truth of Jesus Christ. May that be true of us individually, each one, and may that be true of us here as a congregation. It's exciting, isn't it, that we can come to God and think about this as we come into it, realize that our completeness is only realized in Jesus. And as we come to our next hymn, it has the note of living water, so that we're not stale, but drawing the freshness that there is to be found in him.